in John chapter number 11. Turn there with us for a few minutes this morning. John chapter number 11. And I want to begin reading with verse number 11. Verse number 11. When you find your place, stand with us. We'll honor the Bible. Verse number 11. You know this Bible story. I know a lot of you have read it over and over and over again, but it's on our heart this morning, and I want to read it to you. Verse number 11 says, "These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. But Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. And then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whithersoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come into your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. God, I pray that you'd grant it, Lord, one more time. Father, I pray, Lord, that your will be done. Let us leave here strengthened in the inner man, different than we were when we come. We ask you, Father, to bless now in the service. Draw us close to you. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil and give us power to preach one more time. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I want you to look, if you will, in verse number 21. Martha said, Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I want to preach this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on help today for hope tomorrow. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. Help today for hope tomorrow. I realize that this that I'm reading to you in the Bible this morning was a terrible time in the life of Mary and Martha. I realize today that when we read chapter number 11, we find help and we find hope in the Bible. Now, oftentimes we feel like that help never comes. Sometimes where our faith gets weak in the process. Sometimes God doesn't always operate on our time, on our timetable. I wished he would, don't you? I wish he would operate on our timetable. It would seem like it would be the better, but it's not always the better when he doesn't operate, when he does operate on our time, it's not always for our good. So now we know 4 days later, the Bible said that Jesus now knoweth that Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. I want you to think about that. For 4 days, they had been mourning. They had been discussing. They had been contemplating on where is the Lord? They said, if you had been here, our brother Lazarus would not have died. They knew that their hope laid in the Lord Jesus and was hoping that he would be there to cure Lazarus from his sickness, but he didn't do it. He wasn't there. But we find that there was help and hope here in their lives. Even if it doesn't look like it all fits at the time, God gives us help in the midst of our struggles and in our troubles. If I've learned anything out of the Bible, it's the fact that Jesus is right on time. Amen? All the time. It may not be like we see it, but God does it for our good and for His glory. How the Bible tells us now that Martha and Mary had been grieving for 4 days. The Jews had come to comfort them, only to speak to them vain words. I don't know what you'd tell somebody when the one that they love dearly has passed away. I never have been able to come up with any comforting words that would take the hurt away, and oftentimes would even soften the hurt. But when I think about Mary and Martha, their hearts are broken. Their lives are now changed. Their brother had died, and they felt like all help and hope was gone. That's the reason why so many people, they commit suicide, is because they feel like they're helpless and they're hopeless in their situation, and there's nothing they can do about it, and nothing nobody else can do about it. But I want to say to you this morning that in the Lord Jesus, there is hope for today. Amen. There's help for today, and there's hope for tomorrow. It gets better when Jesus shows up. Amen. And sometimes we don't understand the plan of God for us in our lives. Sometimes we don't understand the very purpose that God has for us. Many young people today are trying to find their place in the world and trying to find the purpose in life. But I say to you this morning to keep trusting in God. Amen. There's help that Jesus gives along the way today. Amen. So that we can have hope tomorrow. It gets better in life for those who choose to walk it with Jesus. It gets better along the way. When I remember when I was just a young man, I couldn't see way ahead of me, and I didn't know what God had in store for me and what He wanted me to do in life. And I thought I had it all picked out, thought I had it all planned out, but God had a different purpose. He had a different plan for my life. And but I want to tell you, my days are getting brighter and brighter as the days go by. Amen. Somebody said, but you need nearing a life. No, I'm nearing the shore. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. There's help today for hope tomorrow. Amen. They found help in the Lord's presence. Amen. They found help in the Lord's presence. The Bible said now Jesus had come to where they're at now. And Mary and Martha, the Bible said that He had come to them. I want to tell you, there's nothing like experiencing the presence of the Lord. Now, the absence of the presence of the Lord is devastating. But when God shows up, I seem like He's the helper, amen, that is able to give us the words that we need to hear. And the thing that He does most of all in His presence is to let us know that He cares, that God cares, amen. He said, cast your cares upon Me, for I care for you. If we've learned anything in chapter number 11, we know that Jesus cares about you this morning. And He cares about what you're going through. Amen. There's help today. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. The Bible said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's right here, right now. Amen. In the very presence of your hurt this morning. Amen. Now, how we read this card this morning from Brother Joe. And he talked about in that card how much he appreciated the church family being there in his worst times.
But listen, when we fail, at best we fail. But when we fail, there's help from the Lord. Amen. When nobody else can be there, the Lord's always there. There's that still small voice that says, I care for you. Amen. So now Mary is brokenhearted. Martha's distraught. And Jesus' presence has now come to comfort them. I want you to know when nobody else can, Jesus can. Amen. When all your friends don't have the words, they can't get to you at that time. Somebody said, I wished I could come, but I've got to work. Somebody said, I would have called, but I forgot. Yeah. I mean, really good intentions, and they mean well to comfort. I was too busy, and I could not come. But Jesus always comes. He can be everywhere at the same time. He can comfort in Guntersville like he can in Boaz at the same time. He can comfort in Coleman and Albertville at the same time. Amen. His very presence, there's no place that he cannot come. He can come to the very set of our mind and in our heart to comfort us in his presence. There's help today for hope tomorrow. We need help along the journey. Amen. There's not any of us without need of help. We all need help from time to time. I tell you, there's nothing like friends. There's nothing like family. I tell you, in the worst times, in the bad times in my life, if I could just get my family around me, when I leave this world and breathe my last breath, I want my family around the bedside. If God permit, if he lets me go that way, I want my family around the bedside. I want them holding my hand. I was in Mississippi and I was at the home of a young man that was dying. And his wife and son and his little daughter was there in the house. I was there. I don't remember if Miss D was there, but we were all there. And the nurse said he's fixing to leave. He's dying. And so we gather around the bedside. I'm on this side. I'm holding his arm over here. He's breathing shallow and fixing to leave. And his wife is on the other side of the bed. And she's got a hold of his hand over on that side. And in just a little bit, I noticed that he was getting frustrated just a little bit. And he was moving the arm that I was holding like he wanted me to turn it loose. And so I just turned it loose. And he raised his hand up. And I said, ma'am, I said, he wants you to hold his hand. And she reached and got his hand and he went to glory. He just needed to know that she was there by the bedside when he left to glory. And I thought, that's the first time that I'd ever really realized the comforting of family around the bedside. What a blessing. I want you to know, I want family to be there. Friends may not come. They may be providentially hindered, but I want my family. Jesus was family to Mary and Martha and Lazarus. The Bible said he loved them. Every time he came through Bethany, he always stopped at their house. He always came to them and communed with them. Mary loved Jesus. Martha loved Jesus. Mary, the Bible said, chose the good part. I wanted to sit and listen to him one more time. But here you find that just knowing Jesus is there, there's help today for hope tomorrow. The very presence of the Lord. Amen. But then the Bible tells us that there was a promise that was there that Jesus gave to Martha and to Mary. The Bible said that Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in him in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? There was a promise made to her. embracing those promises today for hope tomorrow. Amen. He's always been faithful in all of his promises. Amen. You know what he told Mary and Martha? He said that Lazarus believed in me. He's not dead. He's going to come out and live. I tell you, our loved ones are not dead. They're not gone. They're alive in glory forevermore. They're at the place where his promise to you and I. Jesus said, I'll go away. And he said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you where I am. There you may be also. The greatest promise is that glad reunion day when the Lord once again gathers from the north, south, and the east, and the west, all of the saints of God together in one place. He promised that. Amen. He promised us that if we believe in him, we shall never die. Embracing those promises in the hurtings of the day, in the problems of life, he's our helper. You know what really helps us along the way is to know God's faithful. Family may forsake you, and they may do it. They may not can get to you. I've been around the bedside of people dying, and the family seems to scramble over a certain one to get there before they die. They'll call them. They'll be on a plane or an automobile long distance off, and they struggle to get them there before they die. Oftentimes, the family doesn't make it. They just don't make it. They don't get there. And the family's just brokenhearted over the fact that they could not be there when their loved one passed away. But Jesus is always there. Amen. His presence is near. Amen. It is promised. He said, I'll be with you. He said, if you believe in me, he said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. There's help today for hope tomorrow. The Bible said in verse 37, said some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused this even, had caused that even this man should not have died? That was the question. All the story long, it was the fact that how did Jesus let this man die? I'm going to tell you, he don't let people die. He don't let them die. They're going to die anyhow. Because we live in the world that we live in. Amen. He come to give life and lets us live. If he'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. I think it reminded him of his tomb. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Yes. There's hope for tomorrow.
Yes, there is.
Amen. Jesus had brought them hope in his very power, in his resurrection. You know, it's okay to leave. It's okay to leave here. It's okay to go to the grave.
Amen.
It's okay to breathe that last breath. Saints, if anybody ought to understand that, it ought to be God's people. We're not going to live here forever. We're going to breathe our last breath here. Our loved ones are. Our brothers are, our sisters are, our loved ones, our husbands and wives, we're going to die. Don't get distraught. Brokenhearted? Yes. Missing them? Yes. But just believe, though they're dead, yet shall they live.
Yeah.
They're forever alive in the power of the resurrection of the Lord. He said, Lazarus, come forth. The only difference in that day and our day, there's help for the day and hope for tomorrow. There was help. He got up out of that grave that day and will get up out of the grave in another day. Help for today, for the hope of tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank God I'll never die, but we'll live forevermore.
Oh, some of you here this morning, and you feel like it's all over. Life is over. Things have changed. But you know, it don't have to be that way. The Lord can help and give you hope for tomorrow. You know what gets us up every day? The Lord, just knowing His presence walks with us. And just to know that He promised us everlasting life, and one day He'll raise us up. Just like He did Lazarus, He'll call our name and we'll come forth. Let us stand.